Welcome to Activity 1.1. The sound you just heard was the standard emergency warning system used here in Australia. It's one of the many strategies and activities and actions that we put in place before emergency events occur to assist us manage those events. What I'd like you to now do is take a brief minute to think about the following aspects of emergency management within the various phases. Let's look at pre-impact phase. What happens in this pre-impact phase? Or what should or should have happened in the pre-impact phase before an emergency occurs? Drawing on your knowledge of the prevention and preparedness aspects of emergency management that you have learned previously, consider the various arrangements, activities, and strategies that should be addressed in the period of time before an emergency event occurs. Provide a detailed list, and then, after you've provided that list, click on the link below and see how yours compares with ours. I'll give you a brief minute now, press the pause button, think about your list, compile it, and then press play again to continue. Let's now look at the impact phase. Is this the duration of the event? What is the duration of the event? How long does the impact phase last? Drawing on your knowledge of the preparedness and response aspects of emergency management, what type of arrangements, activities, and strategies are undertaken or might be expected to be undertaken during the impact phase management of an emergency event? What if the event lasts a number of days, weeks, or perhaps even months? Is there a transitionary period between impact and post-impact? Can we delineate clearly between the impact and the post-impact phases and the various activities that are required within each? Once again, try to think of as much as you can regarding this phase and jot it down, then compare it with our thoughts. Again, press the pause button and then press play when you're ready to resume. Finally, let's look at the post-impact phase. When does the post-impact phase begin? Is this the time when people and things are patched up and returned to normal? Or is there more to the post-impact phase? How long will the post-impact phase last, and when does it actually begin? Again, drawing on your knowledge of the response and recovery aspects of emergency management, consider the various arrangements, activities, and strategies that should be addressed in the post-impact phase management of an emergency event. Have a close think about that relationship between the impact phase and the post-impact phase. Are they two separate phases, or are they actually joined in some way? Finally, jot down your thoughts on the post-impact phase and compare them with those that we've presented. I hope you've been able to gain a better appreciation and understanding of just some of the many aspects, strategies, and undertakings required before an event occurs, during its occurrence, and following its occurrence. Thank you for your attention.